Hi, neighbors. Welcome to this Friday's edition of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Start your weekend every Friday with a curated critique of some favorite posts, special segments, and interesting guests. Right here on The Stoners Next Door.
All right, this is Aaron.
And this is Maul. And we are back with another week of information that's happening around our hoods. So, all right, Aaron.
Yes.
I am doing a follow-up to your weekly rendition of catalytic converter thieves.
Really?
Well, first of all, now I know what they are. So
You figured it out?
I Googled it for me.
Okay.
So this is coming from Creston, Kenilworth area. Hi, I actually joined this site because on Thursday night, someone stole the catalytic converter from my 2005 Prius. This is a big problem along the West Coast. But since I park way off street, I was hoping I'd be spared. If you have a Prius and a way to park it in a garage or somewhere else that people don't have easy access to your car, I highly recommend it. This has happened to two of my coworkers with Priuses. Okay, I'm starting to see the value in a Prius. Pay for gas, people.
If you have to pay $1,800.
Right. Good Lord, that'll get you around the country a couple times. I love this one too. Is this just Prius or is my Tacoma in danger? I'm guessing if your car has a catalytic converter, you got problems.
Right.
You got problems, girl.
This is one that I found that was pretty random. It's called, I have a growing annoyance with for sale and free postings on Nextdoor.
Oh, here we go.
I am looking for a cast iron skillet. So I typed in cast iron skillet, both in quotes and without quotes. And after I waded through all of the ads at the top, I got listings for cast iron sinks and cast iron sewing machine bases
and cast iron
bathtubs.
There we go.
In addition to two cast iron skillets, which were not even at the top of the list. What is the logic of this? Does Nextdoor search algorithm think that I will say to myself, you know, darn it, I don't really need a skillet. I need a bathtub.
That's brilliant. I love that.
Amazon is also appalling in this regard as well.
This is kind of a similar type rant, just in a very different vein. What's the deal with the garbage service in Oregon City? I have never lived somewhere where they're so picky about what you put in the yard debris. Everywhere I've lived, you can put food waste, the green food waste bags and compostable, I almost said combustible. That would be brilliant. Yes, please put your combustible paper towels in there. Compostable paper towels in there. That's the only extra stuff I've ever tried to put in there. And they're telling me it's garbage and not yard debris. It's like we've gone back in time. They only accept actual yard debris.
It's
kind of on the can.
Like we've gotten in that DeLorean with the doors that open off to the sides, we've gone back.
Because we've stolen all the catalytic converters to get there. Here's the other thing, which I think is brilliant. And the worst part of it all, they pulled it out of the truck and dumped it on the ground in front of my house.
What?
Okay, that's next level.
Yeah,
next level aggression.
I'd be calling about that one. I don't know.
That would be a little call to City Hall, I think.
So I have one about people in my neighborhood because I joined that group, like chickens.
Oh, yes. Yes.
People who want to have chickens of their own and raise them.
People who want to have chickens of their own.
And listen to roosters every morning.
Okay.
So it says, where does one buy a chick or a chicken?
Oh, great.
Also, can you introduce new chickens to each other or will they attack? I have three older gals that I got when I bought my house, but I would like to have more. And someone replies, well, as far as new chickens versus old ones, there will always be a pecking order.
Oh, good one. Good one.
It all works itself out.
It does.
I thought that was so cute.
That's very cute. Yeah. I'm just thinking if she doesn't know the answers to these questions.
Where to get it?
Maybe just, you know, be one and done with this old crew. Just, I don't know.
All right, so you got some misconnections there?
The title is You Walking Up the Stairs, Northwest 28. And the subject is You Were Walking Up the Stairs. I felt an attraction. Let's connect.
Let's connect?
Mm-hmm.
Connect to what?
What stairs?
To who?
Just like, I think this is going to be a match made
in heaven. Everyone is going to respond to that
right?
One.
Right? I mean, and they didn't
Who hasn't been walking upstairs and seen someone that they,
exactly.
know, that they wanted to look on misconnections for?
Exactly. And the fact, I love it. I felt an attraction. Let's connect. Like, dude, that's scary. But it doesn't have one of those little riddles. Like,
yeah.
I was wearing my what? You know, it's my just, what coat?
It's on the verge of being creepy.
It's really creepy. Yeah. I mean, anyone could answer. And I just don't, no one answer that one for your own safety.
All right. Well, here's one from Planet Fitness in Beaverton.
Oh.
Buff guy in olive green sweats, blue underwear,
whoa,
and very cut body. Saw you in the locker room admiring yourself in the mirror and going for a shower.
Oh.
Would be up for DL activities if you would be. I was in the olive green shirt and black. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm hoping he was in the women's locker room because he sounds pretty delicious, but I'm guessing I'm wrong. Just taking a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, good luck to y'all. Well, I mean, but again, it's like, I don't
maybe
know.
They'll find each other. Planet Fitness Beaverton.
Please, will you all just log in and let us know if you did? Because this is what makes me crazy is that they don't. Now we're just left hanging here. Did he notice his olive the shirt and black pants? I need to know.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I think that we're going to be seeing more of these coming up in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Title is Gave Me Advice at the Gun Store. I'm sorry. That got me. Hey, thanks for the advice. Now, this is where it goes a little crazy.
Okay.
I'm polyamorous. Oh. So even though I was there with a boyfriend, I still wanted to thank you and mention you're really cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that they just really want to thank you. Like what?
With the capital T.
Thank you. It's like, hey, thanks for the advice. I'm polyamorous. Okay. Thanks for the question. I don't think.
Like, wow. Be careful who you give advice to.
Right?
Especially when you're in the gun department.
Goodness sakes.
Here's one from Eugene.
Okay.
It's titled Otson Apology. You were so nice and I was so rude. Yes, that black wagon parked in the Mashovsky lot was mine. I feel terrible for turning and walking away from you when you were trying to introduce yourself.
Oh.
I am humiliated by my fall from grace, and I didn't want you to know who I was because I feared being the talk of the Eugene sports scene. Next time we meet, I will properly introduce myself and apologize to you face to face.
Okay, wait.
Now that's interesting, right?
There's a different type of ego. You really think you're going to be the talk of the Eugene sports community because you've introduced yourself to someone. Who cares? Who's looking at that type of stuff? I mean, unless it's... I don't know. I'm very confused.
I'm humiliated by my fall from grace.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. That's it. Well, so then you probably already are the talk of the Eugene sports community, by the way.
P.S.
Exactly.
If you've already fallen from grace.
Yeah. Wait a
minute. Everyone probably already knows.
Way to completely rat yourself out. Yeah. I love that.
Well, whoever you are in the black wagon in the Mashovsky lot.
Like that isn't a fall.
You've just been put on blast. So welcome awesome. To the club.
I love it. Okay. This is the last one that I have. Suburban shopping on the west side. I see you shopping and I'm intrigued by your maturity and practicality. You're so focused on your to-do list that I wonder if you know how hot you look with those sunglasses.
Ooh.
Pulled back hair and mom bod.
Mom bod?
Right? You had me until that.
Yeah.
Meat for coffee? Hell no, because you said mom bod. What the F is up with that? I was so into it. At first,
what a downer.
I thought it was going to be like, love mom and dad, you know, way to go by our rules. And then, you know, the clear plea for vanity came in. And then mom bod, drops a mom bod on you.
Well, you know, that means over, that's just shorthand for over 40.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that we had a misconnection sent in from Yakima. And it's titled Buffalo Wild Wings Last Night. You were the handsome guy sitting at the table with three ladies. Wish I could have been one of those ladies one-on-one with you. You were drinking Blue Moon, I believe. And I think you noticed me looking at you. I believed you look at me several times. If you read this and are interested, get back to me.
God.
So guy with three ladies drinking Blue Moon.
Like there's so many options there. Like, first of all, hello, lady. He's with four other ladies already. Just think that
Three.
Three others. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So three other ladies.
That gummy's kicking in now.
It is for me, for certain. That and my hot chocolate and vanilla vodka.
Okay.
And pumpkin spice creamer. Mm. It's all working together. It's magical. Okay. Well, I have something that was sent to us from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And it says, Cary Avenue, female, sitting outside wearing nothing but a bra.
What? Nothing but a bra?
Nothing but a bra.
Is that a call to action?
I just don't know. Like, I have no idea how, what in the world. Why would you even wear a bra at that point?
Yeah, well, right.
it's a little Wilkes-Barre, okay. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, that's... You're from a really strange place.
Well, I know. I'm from a lot of strange places.
And here's another one sent to us. This is some crime that happened in my neighborhood. Someone in Creston, Kenilworth writes, shots near or at Powell Park last night. Did anyone hear about 8 shots just before 6 p.m. last night? And someone replies, yep.
Okay. I love those. That's
it. This calls for wrapping it up today with one of our popular jokes.
Yay.
And here's one. A young woman was pulled over for speeding. As the officer walked up to her car window, flipping open his ticket book, she said, I bet you're going to sell me a ticket to the highway patrolman's ball. He looked at her and he said, highway patrolmen don't have balls. There was a moment of silence, and she looked up at him and smiled, and he realized what he'd said. He closed his book, walked back to his car, and drove away.
That is hilarious. And you know what's so funny is that joke, I love it every time, like every 5 years it pops back up.
Oh, you've heard it before?
Yeah, but it's like... It's so funny and so clever.
It is very funny. Well, that's it for this week's edition. Shout out to Oakley Design Studios for our logo and Payam Karamoos for our intro.
And if you happen to be a person with some creativity, we're looking for some folks to help us with our companion website and social media platforms. Until next week.
Remember to send your favorite Next Door posts to Aaron and Mal at vsnd@outlook.com. That's vsnd@outlook.com. When you do, let us know if you're willing to be a guest on a future episode or part of our network of volunteer reporters across the country. And remember, no matter who you are or where you live, always be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.